it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here he comes, Romantic Warrior's wider out, Northbridge still leads it, Romantic Warrior, he's outside the four, Prognosis still there with Ishiaguazu, it's Romantic Warrior versus Japan, the four Japanese with him, he's in front the Warrior of Prognosis, what a ride, what a horse, and he wins it again, Romantic Warrior beat Prognosis, Northbridge and Happy together.
Can't believe this horse, I got no words for him, eh? He's... brings a tear to my eye how good he is, and I haven't ridden like one like it. He was beaten at the 600. He just finds a way. It's incredible. I dead set didn't have one thing go my way. I had 10 riders dead set against me and the horse, and I just had no favours at all, and he's pulled out a run like that. Incredible.
The Cox Plate champion Romantic Warrior won the QE2 Cup in Hong Kong yesterday. James McDonald's there gushing in his praise. So I think that's six Group 1s that J-Mac has won aboard Romantic Warrior, five in Hong Kong and one in Australia. Gareth Hall, welcome.
Hello, Jared. Yeah, I was in awe of him last night. It was... I don't think we appreciated him as much as we should have when he was here in Australia, because he was first up off an interrupted preparation in the Turnbull, and he finished outside of the placings, and then he bounced back to win a Cox Plate to defeat Mr. Brightside right on the wire. But then his efforts since then, especially his home country, have been remarkable. He's just a dead set winner, this horse, and it was his best performance, I think, last night.
And the fact that the best rider in Australia, who's a New Zealander in his own right, is having these successes on the New Zealand turf, it really, on the Hong Kong turf, it really does give us a stake in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're a great combination. And James McDonald's has got that ability. And I remember Tommy Berry telling me this. He's saying that of all the jockeys that I've ever competed against, James McDonald's has got that ability from a wide gate to get into the running line and to slot in somewhere. It's a unique ability that has held him in wonderful stead over the years, James, and he's done it a couple of times now on Romantic Warrior, but he had to work hard in the early part to get that spot, and then Prognosis took off mid-race. He was a big effort to finish second, so he never really got that breather, Romantic Warrior, and then he looked gone at the 600-metre mark, but he's got this wonderful appetite just to find the line, and he's got a massive heart, and I still couldn't believe what he actually did there last night, Romantic Warrior, under the circumstances, because as James McDonald pointed out, nothing went right.
The uneasy tenure of Andrew Jones as the chief executive of Racing Victoria is over. So a couple of years, it was a strange appointment at the time. It hasn't served the sport well, which is not to apportion faults anywhere or everywhere, but it didn't work for the sport.
Well, it was difficult for Andrew Jones to come into the racing game like he did, because he had some ideas that I think might have worked. We don't know if they were going to work or not, because he's not going to be there now. But you have to, in the racing game, you have to sell yourself to the racing people. It's a different beast to other sports in a way, and he didn't quite sell his message as well as I would imagine that he would want to. So, and he's been it's been one of those like roles that everybody, he's had a lot of people talk about him, and I think it's the right decision that he moves on now, and then racing can start with a clean slate now with a new chairman coming to the role, which is probably going to be Gil McLachlan. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens now.
Yeah, they have to choose a vision and a direction and take everybody on it to what it's going to be.
I think that's the most important part of this role, is to have someone that's invested in the game, that loves the game, but can – racing's worked over the past few years with innovation. You see the Everest and the Quokka for perfect examples. And the other part about all of that is that you've got to sell your dream to the racing participants, as you just pointed out. You've got to take them on the ride.
And grow the sport while you're
correct.
Doing it.
Which is – it's not going to be easy. It's a tough job to come into. It's a great sport, racing. I think it's an opportunity for whoever gets the job to make their mark. And it can be a wonderful legacy that they leave, Jarrett.
I'm going to pick that conversation up with Wayne Hawks on Wednesday.
He probably thinks he should be the man.
I don't think we would trust him with anything quite so significant. Gareth, terrific. Thank you. A quick racing wrap at the end of our Monday.